الرحمن الرحيم. وعنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ما من يوم أكثر من أن يعتق الله فيه عبد من النار من يوم عرفة. Still in this chapter of Hajj and the virtues of Hajj, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no day in which Allah ta'ala frees more people from the fire of Jahannam than the day of Arafah. In other words, all the people who are gathered in Arafat, or on that day, Allah, as we read in the other hadith, Allah boasts about them and Allah sets them all free from the fire of Jahannam. So that is also a very great virtue of Hajj. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال عمرة في رمضان تعدل حجة أو حجة معي. متفق عليه. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma wa anhum says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Umrah in the month of Ramadan is equal to Hajj, or Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it is equal to Hajj with me. This came about when one lady wanted to make Hajj with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hajjatul Wada. But for some reason she could not manage and make. So she came, she was very sad and asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I wanted to make Hajj with you, but unfortunately I could not for whatever reason. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consoled her and told her, make Umrah in the month of Ramadan and you'll get the sawab of making Hajj with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we see it's a common practice of the Ummah till today that they, especially in the month of Ramadan, they go for Umrah. The virtues of Umrah in the month of Ramadan is so great, it is like making Hajj with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وعنه إن امرأة قالت. Hadr Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that a lady said to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasul Allah, inna faridat Allah ala ibadihi fil hajj. O Allah's Rasul, that one of the things which Allah has made farad upon His servants is the performance of Hajj. Adraktu abi shaykhan kabiran, and I found that my father is an old man. La yathbutu ala rahilati afa hajju anhu, that he cannot manage to undertake a journey. He cannot sit on the animal, and like today we say that he cannot undertake the journey, he's gone so old or he's got such ailments in him. Is it permissible that I make Hajj on his behalf? قال نعم. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, it is in order, which we call today Hajj Badal, that if somebody cannot go for Hajj and he sends somebody else, or somebody voluntarily makes Hajj on behalf of his father, for example, or of any other person, Hajj Badal. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave permission for that, and that is correct also. وعن لقيط بن عامر رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Hazrat لقيط بن عامر رضي الله عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said أنه أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال. He came to نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم and he posed this question. إن أبي شيخ كبير لا يستطيع الحج. That my father has become old, a very sickly, oldly person, and he cannot manage Hajj wala al-Umrah, and he cannot manage Umrah either, wala al-Dha'ana, and he cannot manage in any way, that is to walk or to go by conveyance, transport, etc. In no way can he manage Hajj, he has reached that age of his life. قال حج عن أبيك واعتمر. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, make Hajj on behalf of your father and make Umrah also on behalf of your father. So as Hajj, there is Hajj Badal, there is Umrah Badal also. And previously there were those pious and righteous people in the Ummah who should not only send somebody else for Hajj, But they should send somebody else to make Umrah on their behalf also. Just as we make Hajj on somebody's behalf, Hajj-e-Badal, there is Umrah-e-Badal also, that a person cannot go for whatever reason. He's very busy, he's very old, he cannot manage, but he wants the sawab of Umrah, he sends somebody else, not for that person's Umrah, but for his own Umrah. Go and make Umrah on my behalf. In the same way, there were people in the past, righteous, pious people, kings, etc., who should send people only to go and make salam to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam on their behalf. That we cannot manage at this time, but please, you go and give salams to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on my behalf. These are also great ibadats which are part of our deen, and we can see the great value of Hajj, Nafil Hajj also, Umrah also. All these are great ibadats by which a person gets salvation from the fire of Jahannam, by which Allah becomes very happy. In one hadith it comes, on the day of Arafat, Allah comes down to the lower skies, which means Allah's special rahmats are displayed. Allah is everywhere all the time. And then Allah boasts about the people of Arafat. And Allah asks, for what have these people gathered? What do they want? In other words, the pleasure of Allah. And Allah declares, I'm pleased with them. They want to save themselves from the fire of Jahannam. Allah said, I've given them their protection from the fire of Jahannam. They want Jannat. I've given them their Jannat. And a huge crowd of Arafat. 3-4 million, sometimes even more. Allah becomes so happy to see this huge crowd and all dressed in ihram. And Allah Ta'ala declares their forgiveness and He declares His happiness for them. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.